Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy. I'm inviting you to join me each and every week so together we can win the battle for business. And hey, thanks so much for sharing some of your time with me today. And to make it worth your while, I'm having on some great guests, the kind of guests that you can listen, learn, and earn from. Today's guest is no exception, of course. Now, if you are the individual investor, if you are planning for retirement, you've no doubt been seeing everything that's been going on in the news and social media. Inflation, rising prices at the pumps at our favorite local restaurants. You're seeing the problems with the government debt ceiling and a lot of volatility. So you're beginning to think, hey, how is this going to impact me? How is it going to impact my future? These are all great questions that you need to be asking yourselves. But is it time to hit the panic button? Well, I don't know. Maybe not, but we have to find out. And that's why we're having on today's guest. He's Anthony D'Angelo. He is the president and the founder of Lionheart Wealth Management. They're an independent wealth advisory firm, an investment advisory firm as a part of Ameriprise Financial. And he is just the kind of expert that I want to have on to talk to you to kind of quell some of the emotion that is circulating with the market and how that might be impacting your financial security and retirement into the future. So it is a great pleasure to have on board the Profit Express, Anthony D'Angelo, president and founder of Lionheart Wealth Management. Anthony, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Tim. It's good to be on. How's everything with you?
Listen, everything is really good. And listen, as you know, as you live and breathe the financial markets and retirement planning each and every day, there is a lot going on. And when the typical investor is seeing...
You're not panicking, are you? You panicking yet?
No, I'm having you on. I want you to kind of make sure we're all doing okay. You know, do we have to hit the reset button? But I mean, let's face it, and the market reacts to the emotion of what's going on, you know, in the U.S., globally, of course. But for today's show, Anthony, you know, I want to, you know, kind of talk from the perspective of the individual investor, the person who is planning for their retirement. So let's start with inflation. We've been hearing a lot about that. Is it time to panic? How should we be interpreting this information right now, Anthony?
Yeah, listen, I'm a firm believer in staying the course, and it's really never time to panic, especially if you have a well-designed financial strategy. And I think that every investment that you make should be predicated on an actual plan design. Mm-hmm. So inflation and what we're seeing right now, I mean, it is a little bit nerve-wracking because, hey, let's face it, we're seeing it firsthand every time we're going out. Like you mentioned, out at restaurants, you're seeing it in the grocery stores. Right. My bills keep going up. And I have two small little kids, and all the things that they need seem to be getting more and more expensive every time we're out shopping. So it definitely has my attention. I think it has everyone's attention. The market is going through a period right now of some volatility, but that's not abnormal. It's actually more, for me at least, over the last year, just watching the markets continue to go up and up and up without any volatility, that had me more worried than watching in September. And now through October, the market's let off about, you know, 6.5%. But that's a normal swing in the markets. You know, in most years, the markets are going to be down at least 10% in the middle of any given year. So that being said, what we're seeing right now, it's normal to see volatility. What's not normal is the market going up 7 straight months. It's only happened a handful of times in the last, you know, 30 years. So it's definitely good for your portfolio. But I think it's also provides you with a pretty good opportunity to sit back and recalibrate and start to figure out, you know, where do you go from here based on what your goals are.
So certainly, you know, the corrections are normal, as you said. You know, there's certain cycles. We've seen these cycles in the stock market decade after decade after decade. So it's not abnormal. It's certainly something not to panic about. But again, listen, part of the mission for the Profit Express is about awareness. It's about having conversations. Yeah. So I think it is normal. I mean, you tell me where you might have clients reach out to you or friends who are like, Anthony, what's going on? What should I do? You know, so we basically want to encourage them to have these conversations and to ask these questions, no?
No question. I mean, you have to know as an investor what you're investing for. You have to know when you're going to need capital. And that's crucial for any investment plan that you set forth. I mean, one thing that we were very proud of through COVID was COVID was the fifth largest market drop in the last 50 years in the stock market.
Right.
And, you know, where you would expect a practice like mine, you know, a wealth advisory practice, we're handling, you know, retirement accounts and investment management and investment accounts, you know, for hundreds of households, our phones were not blowing off the hook. Like, that was not our experience, because our investors understood that their objectives were still being met, even if there was market volatility. And we had investments inside of our clients' portfolios that weren't down 30% with the S&P 500 during the COVID pandemic. So, and what that took was some sweat equity from our clients to actually sit down, understand, hey, what does money mean to me? What do I need my savings and my investments to grow? And listen, this is a profit express. One of the favorite, I cannot think of a better thing to do with your profits that you're making from your businesses and from your earnings than making more profits off of them investing in the markets. And listen, I've been a fanatic of the stock market since I was a teenager. You know, just the ability, I'm just fascinated with the ability that we have to share in the profits of great companies and great thought leaders, you know, all throughout the globe. You know, it's a global economy. There are great companies here in the US and abroad. And, you know, once you go and you become a shareholder and you buy that share of stock, you're in the mix with that company. And so it's a great way to grow assets for your retirement, for education. But the key is just to understand that it's going to be volatile. And especially in the period that we're in right now, where the markets have had a 3-year really strong run. The last time the markets were negative was in 2018. So just knowing that we've had a strong 3-year run here, you know, understanding what you want to do with your money next is crucial, because it could be very bumpy road over the next couple of years. You know, we just don't know. So you have to plan. Again, you have to take the time out to actually plan things out.
All right. So let's stay on that word plan for a moment, because certainly things have changed when it comes to investing and retiring. People can no longer really just rely on, okay, I'm going to get a job with a company, they're going to give me a pension, I'll be set. Have you seen, I think I've observed it, where people are becoming more involved in their retirement planning and in their investing and trying to get more educated. Is that a trend that you're seeing?
Oh, definitely. And you have to be. So, you know,
it's no longer an option. It's no longer an option then, which, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's not an option because I feel like I'm in a unique position here, because we support pre-retirees and retirement and clients who are in retirement right now, where we're taking assets and unwinding them into income. It's complicated. It's not as straightforward as saving every month and putting money into a 401k plan. But we're also dealing with a unique generation, because it's really the baby boom generation's going through retirement right now is really the first who's had to deal with unwinding their own assets. You know, for the most part, you know, individuals and really Americans had been working for big companies, and the big companies had pension plans, and the pensions solved a lot of your problems for retirement, because it took a lot of the guesswork out of the way. You didn't have to worry about market timing or worry about volatility in the market when you had a pension plan. You just had to worry about staying employed to the next year, putting your head down, continuing to work, and getting to the point where you could retire. And so that's changed. The whole paradigm has changed, where now the onus is on us to plan for retirement. Nobody's going to be there to kind of pick you up, when you get to retirement. So you have to do your due diligence. You have to understand how much you need to save each year. You have to understand, hey, like, what does the stock market, what kind of volatility can I expect with the return I need in my plan? And, it's not like Sunday morning golf. There's no mulligans when it comes, no breakfast balls or mulligans when it comes to your retirement plan. It's on you. You got it. You have to, you know, do your due diligence to get a good plan together, work with a fiduciary. That's one thing that I'm big on. Our practice works as a fiduciary for our clients. Mm-hmm. I think that term is becoming more and more popular, where financial advisory firms have an obligation to provide disclosures about the plans that they're offering, and then also putting the best interests of their clients first, which I think is a very important, again, in the area and the arena of money. You really do want to work with somebody who has an obligation legally to have your best interest. So, you know, those are things I'm looking for. But the planning has to be on you. You have to focus on what you need to save and how you need to invest.
You mentioned something like, hey, this is the Profit Express. So we have lots of entrepreneurs. We have lots of small business owners who are listening. And you know how hard we will work creating and sustaining businesses to create that wealth. And it's about then protecting that wealth, having that wealth grow, obviously, right? And I think one of the keys here is obviously investors, individuals have to be more aware. And you said something very important. There's no mulligan in all this, okay? It's not like you're going to get a rewind with this. So while it is incumbent upon the people listening, the individuals, to know what's going on, they have to obviously seek out the advice, the professional advice of, you know, people like you, of financial advisors.
Yeah.
But let's take one step back, Anthony. So if you have somebody who, you know, might be investing and saving for retirement for a while now, and, you know, they're listening to the show and they're seeing what's going on with inflation, they're seeing what's going on with the debt ceiling, they're getting a little bit concerned. No need to necessarily panic, of course, but they're getting concerned. And what I love is it's a conversation to create awareness. So here's my question, Anthony. What are the, if they look at their own portfolio, their own plan, what would be three key points that they would have to be able to answer regarding their portfolio to say, hey, you know what? I know there's volatility. I know there's going to be corrections, but I'm in a good place. So what would be those three key questions do you think that every investor should be asking themselves?
So everyone's going to be in a different phase. Everyone's going to be at a different point in their careers. What I would say for, you know, three key components and three things you need to know to identify what you need for retirement. One is cash flow. So I've been doing this now for about 12 years, and the best financial strategies that I've had the opportunity to work on have been ones where my clients, they focus on their numbers and their cash flows like a business owner is on all their numbers. And listen, I'm sure your listeners who are business owners know that you have to know your numbers. You have to own them. You have to know what's coming in the door and what's going out every month and what your profits look like.
Yep.
So that's a key component for retirement as well, is that your lifestyle isn't going to change all that much when you retire. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, you're not necessarily paying for a mortgage. Maybe you're not traveling to and from work and paying for commuting costs, but you're doing other things that you may not have been doing when you were working every day. So your expenses and your cash flows are one. So again, why that's so important to understand is because the asset that you're looking to accumulate has to be able to support withdrawals that will provide you with your living expenses. So cash flow is key. So knowing what your expenses are, knowing what you can actually save, and then really working to put that money to work is going to be part one of understanding your retirement numbers. Number two is going to be when you want to retire. You know, the lifestyle that you'd like to have. You know, when do you need money from your plan? You know, so if you know what your math is, you know your numbers, now you know when you'd like to retire. The next part is identifying a plan that's going to work, right? So meaning identifying a rate of return that you're shooting for in your investment portfolio that will support your retirement objectives, and then making sure that that investment, so those investments and the volatility that you may experience, that that's comfortable for you. Because listen, there's an old adage in the investment markets, you know, investments are like a bar of soap. The more you touch them, the smaller they get. It's true. You know, Oppenheimer did a study a few years back where they have a lot of data. They have plans that are managed by their advisors. They have plans that are managed by clients.
Right.
They found a 5% difference in the returns that financial advisors were getting for their clients versus what clients were doing on their own. And really all it had to do with was making mistakes when the markets were volatile, trying to time the market in and out. You know, a financial advisor is going to help you create a plan. The plan is going to help you to stay in the market. And that's the key with understanding the volatility, that kind of last piece, is if you have an understanding of what to expect before the markets get choppy, then you're going to make better decisions when the unexpected does happen. And again, and a good plan will prepare you for that.
Listen, Anthony, I love the bar of soap analogy. The more you're touching it, the smaller it gets. That is, it's fantastic because, again, it goes back to the emotional component. You know, everybody's money is emotional to them. And if you have a plan with an advisor that you have faith and trust in. Let the plan do what it's meant to do. Right? I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here, because these plans, when they're well managed, when they're well designed, they take into account the corrections that are inevitably going to happen. So you can't be jittery and panicky and jumping all around, right, Anthony?
Exactly right. And you touch on something important too, because, you know, what does money mean to everybody? It is emotional, because think about everything that you have to do throughout your life and your career to save money. It's sacrifice. It's a lot of hard work. It's, yeah, you know, it's everything from, you know, going through school, you know, getting your first job, learning about your first retirement savings plan, making your first investment. Over time, that's what your portfolio reflects, is all the sacrifice, because you could have easily spent that. There's a ton of things you can spend money on instead of save. So when you do save, you're sacrificing something else. And I think that's a good point you bring up, is that what money means for people and why it's such an emotional topic. You know, it's because it's a lot of sacrifice and hard work that's represented in your assets. You know, so again, that's why too, you know, having, you know, taking the time out your, you know, of your year to focus in on your plan and where you want your monies to be going. That's also why it's so important, because think about everything that you had to do to accumulate the assets that you have, or even if you're getting on the right, you know, you're starting on the right road, you want to get started on a firm foundation. You know, it's like, you're not going to build the house without a blueprint.
Exactly. And like you said, you know, knowing your cash management, income, you know, money coming in, money going out, you know, when are you going to need it? Just some really basic questions. But, you know, I think some people, again, we talk about human nature. This is the fascinating thing about life and with investors and retirement, you know. Sometimes I think people are afraid to ask these questions, and they might bury their head in the sand. But that's why I want to have a show like today with a guest like you. And again, today's guest, Anthony D'Angelo. He is the president and founder of Lionheart Wealth Management, independent advisory firm, part of Ameriprise Financial. And if somebody has a plan, you know, they should be encouraged. I know you would encourage them to ask their advisors to have these conversations, you know, to seek out professionals like yourself. But I think so much, or I should say, what is really so paramount to the success is having a conversation. Having a conversation today, not waiting, because then you can make the right decisions. You can make corrections as necessary.
It can be a lot of fun too. It can be a, listen, talking about your dreams and talking about the future, it's not boring. It's not a dry conversation. It can be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you bring that enthusiasm and passion to it, because I think you know what it is though. If you know, I'm not a financial advisor, obviously, but I think people are intimidated by the topic. Because, you know, the markets are complex, you know, the investment vehicles, you know, they're complex. I think it can be intimidating for some people.
It can. And I think that financial advice in general, like, it's, you know, the whole topic is a little taboo as well, because, you know, there, financial education, it's not so mainstream. It's not like every school is talking about financial literacy and financial education. And even at the dinner table, you know, you're going to talk through with, you have some friends and some people who, hey, their family always talked about savings and investing. And right, then you have families who that wasn't the case, you know, so having, like you said, having the conversation, it could definitely be nerve-wracking initially, but, you know, again, if you want to know what the future holds, you owe it to yourself to kind of figure out where the financial end of everything, kind of what's happening in your financial world.
Well said, Anthony. Now, so I'm glad we got to kind of dig down into, okay, there's a lot going on with the markets in the news, you know, inflation, so on and so forth, the volatility. The importance, the critical importance, the paramount importance of a plan to secure the financial future, right? So we had a good conversation on that. One thing I would like to talk about, I've heard a little bit about, you and I kind of talked about it prior to the show. There is a looming IRS penalty that some people may not be aware of. It's going to affect a certain bracket of folks out there, a certain bracket of investors. And if they're not aware of it, it could be a quite hefty penalty. Can you talk to us about that? What can you share?
It isn't cheap. So what we're kind of talking about is required minimum distributions. And not to bore everyone, I'll give you just high level kind of overview of what an RMD is. So when you're contributing to a retirement plan,
Right.
Most retirement plans, you are deferring income. So you're able to put money away into a savings account like a 401k or a SEP IRA or another kind of, you know, a 457 plan. Mm-hmm. These plans allow you to put money away for the future and you don't have to pay taxes today. So you're deducting it actually off your taxes. So if you make $100,000 and you put $10,000 away into these plans, you're only taxed on $90,000 of income.
Right.
Now, over time, this money gets to be invested in the market. You get to build a portfolio and allow it to grow for your future.
Right.
However, the government, once you hit 72 years old, the government says, hey, listen, we want to now start taxing these assets that we allowed you to accumulate. So they require you to take a distribution from your account. Again, it's called a required minimum distribution. Mm-hmm. Now, the penalties are heavy. So if you fail to take an RMD from your retirement account, so let's say that your RMD, you needed to take out $20,000 from your retirement account. If you forgot to do that, the penalty is 50%. It's $10,000 is the penalty for forgetting to take an RMD.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that, so that,
big,
that's
the biggest penalty I think the IRS levies is a 50% penalty. It's big.
So the penalty is 50%. That's not including whatever the appropriate tax rate would be then for that investor.
Correct. That's just a penalty. And the reason that I wanted to bring this up with you today and the reason that we talked about it recently was because last year through the pandemic, investors weren't required to take distributions. So for a year, it was forgiven. You didn't have to take it. Now it's been 2 years. You know, so now it's 2 years since anyone's had to take an RMD and forgetting, you know, could be a big issue. So it's kind of just like a little reminder that if you have anyone that you know who's in their set, you know, if you're over, you know, 72 or older or know somebody who is, you know, just giving them a little bit of a reminder or a nudge. You have 2 months left to take their RMDs out would be, you know, definitely a good gesture. I think you can bring in some goodwill if you help somebody who might have forgotten.
Well, that's a great point. Cause like you said, because of COVID last year, they kind of waived it. So it could be out of sight, out of mind. And then you don't want to get slammed with the 50% penalty if you don't have to, obviously. So again,
exactly.
Good timely advice. We appreciate that, Anthony. Now, yeah. One last question I want to ask, because it's timing, it's you know, on a lot of our minds, we're starting to hear about the holidays. We're ramping up into the fourth quarter. Holidays are around the corner. And we've all heard about supply chain logistics, the supply chain getting held up. Cargo ships sitting at, you know, just outside of ports in California, New York, et cetera. So what kind of an impact, what do you think, what are you hearing that the supply chain can have on fourth quarter? Because that's obviously a huge, huge quarter for the retail sector. Any thoughts on that? Yeah. I'd be interested.
So I think for the equity markets, I think a lot of it's already is pricing into Q4. I think everyone kind of understands, the investors understand, and even the companies, the big publicly traded retail companies who are giving their estimates to research analysts. I think they kind of know where they're going to be when it comes to supply and demand towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, it is like this is timely. You have these ports that are, you know, again, it takes 8 days to get cargo ships into California right now, into Los Angeles. So that's longer than ever before. It's not all just like logistical and supply issues. It's actually a big employment issue. It's labor. Finding people that actually go out on the ships and bring in the goods off into the actual docks is going to be a big issue. So when it comes to holiday shopping, I'll tell you, I like shopping last minute. It's just something that I like to do. It drives my wife insane, but it's just something about the holidays and going shopping at the end and like thinking about all your family members and getting gifts, you know, going right. Shopping in the mall. But this is the first year that I've already started shopping for the holidays because I just know that if there's anything that I really do want, the chances of it being there, the closer we get to the holidays is going to be slim to none. So yeah. I would definitely recommend like when it comes down to actually going out and buying goods for the holidays, prepare and set yourself up this year. I'm doing it and I don't think I've ever done it in my entire life. But I think
good advice.
Markets wise, this is already priced into profits and priced into companies' revenues. And again, like, you know, hopefully we do see that that's what's causing a lot of the inflation. It's price, you know, it's causing the increase in pricing.
Sure.
You have to give people more money to go out on these ships and to unload them. You have to buy containers that used to cost $2,000 before the pandemic are now costing $20,000. So even just storage of goods has exponentially gone up. Wow. So again, I do think a lot of that's priced into markets, but I think, you know, how it impacts you personally, it might be a good job to plan ahead. So on the topic of planning for today, holiday shopping, I might add that to the list on top of maybe, you know, financial planning and wellness for the new year.
Well, you know, it's funny. We had a great conversation on financial planning. But also, I'm like you, Anthony. I always like to wait to the last minute, you know, that kind of celebrating the holidays like that. But you know what? It's a lot of fun, but I think this year,
a little Christmas cheer in the belly. You feel good when you're shopping for everybody. And then, you know, there's a deadline, there's a little pressure to it. I think it makes it spices it up. So I think it makes
it
fun.
Listen, I'm like you. Who wants to buy Christmas gifts before Halloween? It's not the same feeling, but we have
even
to be practical.
You know, even on Amazon and whatnot, it's still to me not the same. I know that's where we're starting to see the move to like all the, you know, online shopping for everything away from the brick and mortars, but that's where I miss it a bit.
Well, listen, Anthony, I appreciate you coming on. And again, today's guest, Anthony D'Angelo, president and founder of Lionheart Wealth Management. People have questions, want to learn a little bit more about you and your firm. How do they get in touch with you? What's the website, Anthony?
You can just look Lionheart Wealth Management Ameriprise. So it's going to be ameriprisedadvisors.com. Awesome. And it's going to be Lionheart Wealth Management's our firm. But you know, certainly happy to help, you know, anyone with questions or concerns about planning. You know, always here as a resource and definitely good to be on and have a conversation with you.
Anthony, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You got it. Great. Talk soon.
Great advice, great awareness regarding you and your retirement and your financial future. Again, thanks to Anthony D'Angelo, president, Lionheart Wealth Management. And of course, we always like to thank and mention the people who support the Profit Express. And that, of course, is Corbett Public Relations, promoting and protecting businesses and brands for over 30 years. So please reach out to their good friends at Corbett Public Relations at CorbettPR.com. That's CorbettPR.com. And always following the show on Instagram at The Profit Express, on Twitter at Profit_Express. And every Wednesday, we are dropping great new shows, just like the one we had today with Anthony. So check us out. Until next week, win the battle for business each and every day.